This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Fair to say that criticism of President Donald Trump on this program is rare. Doesn't happen a lot, and I think that's reflective of the fact that you have a good chunk of red state America represented by North and South Dakota, Western Minnesota, parts of Montana and the region that we serve here. So it's not totally surprising. Every now and then somebody will say they don't like this or they don't like that. But I received an email this morning from a listener that I thought was worth talking about a little bit here on the program to see if others who may normally be supporters of what Donald Trump stands for but are not in this case might want to weigh in. I actually think the disagreement at hand here from this one listener is exactly why we elected Donald Trump, President of the United States, myself. But you tell me whose side you're on here. Here's the text. It's seldom that I disagree with Trump, but this time he's simply wrong. I know multiple Navy SEALs currently serving, and they are all unhappy with Trump's interference in this matter. The fact remains he took a photo with a dead body. President Trump didn't do that. That was the guy that this Gallagher fellow that they was on trial. Fact remains he took a photo with a dead body, which flew in the face of his defense of it being a mercy killing. The SEALs I know all feel he violated their code of honor and see his keeping his trident as a black mark on the service. Now, if you haven't been following this, I can't blame you, because to follow the anti-Trump vitriol in the supposed journalism world is impossible to do because there's just so much of it. Like that woman that interviewed Kelly Armstrong yesterday on Face the Nation.
Mr. Armstrong, you really believe that? Seriously, you believe that? Oh, my God.
I should have you do a montage, Kev, of just her voice, because it was like Snark Central. You know, Margaret Brenner on Facebook.
Brennan.
Yeah, big name. I just give you the cliff notes on this situation with this Gallagher. The president saw that there was a military trial in which he was exonerated on what was it, 3 or 4 counts on all the major stuff. He was found not guilty. And they still wanted to, you know, strip him of this and do some, and Trump said no. Now, we found out over the weekend that the Navy secretary was saying one thing publicly and another thing privately. He was sort of trying to cut a deal with Trump that, hey, if you do this, I'll support this. And so then the Secretary of Defense and the Joint Chiefs chair go to talk to the president and say, okay, what are your wishes here? And he says, well, you know, this Gallagher guy's been in here saying, what? Didn't even know he'd been in there. So, is it unconventional? Yes. Is Donald Trump unconventional? Yes, he is. He 100% is. I just was struck by that. Someone that is disagreeing with Trump, someone that knows a lot of SEALs currently serving, says they're unhappy. What say you? 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. The bottom line on this whole argument over the three individuals that Donald Trump has dealt with differently than the military leadership was going to deal with is that that's this president. That's his president. He's not going to worry about, well, will somebody get their nose bent on a joint? He's going to do what he believes is the right thing to do. And he's not going to follow the standard This is how presidents do it. This is how they talk. That's why I think he got elected. But you tell me what you think if he was wrong to do what he did. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Not every president's going to do everything perfectly. Right? But I'm not sure this is the one to hang your hat on, but I also respect these SEALs. If you train the killers to kill, and then when they kill in a way that doesn't follow every book, where does the leniency go? Where do you step back and say, okay, how would I do this? You tell me that. Tell me what you think there. That was big news on the weekend. Mike Bloomberg entering the Democratic presidential sweepstakes was big news as well. Put out a big ad, spending a bunch of money. You know what Mike Bloomberg is? Consumed with Donald Trump. Consumed. Doesn't like the fact that Donald Trump has the stature he has. Doesn't like the fact that Donald Trump did what he's done. And so he's
you know what I love?
He's a wannabe.
I love the hypocrisy of old billionaire white guy. Can never have that. No, he's the guy. He's you know, him and Bernie need to get in a room and start talking about who's going to pay more and who's going to pay who.
Shall be interesting.
So if Bloomberg becomes president, do we all have to go down to 16-ounce pops? And then
yeah, I'm a little worried about that game.
Oh, Mike, you can have a million of them if you can only be 16 ounces. I mean, that made a lot of sense, didn't it?
There's that, yeah. So Michael Bloomberg entering the race says a lot more about everybody else in the race than it does about anything else. He is folks, he's sort of like the rescue ring, the lifesaver. Let's try and save these guys. He's Medicare for all and he's trying to bankrupt America and everything. He is it's pretty bad. They've got a mess on their hands. It should be fun to watch. Fun to watch this food fight. Heidi Heitkamp was on this week with George Stephanopoulos. She's on that Sunday panel every now and then now as a contributor. What did she say about Bloomberg? She used a comment about Bloomberg to take a shot at Trump, didn't she, Kim?
Yeah, this is what she said.
Not hearing anything, guys.
Man, I know how.
Sorry, I want to start this again because it's important. I had the wrong button posted. I apologize. Here we go.
Goodness forbid that I would defend Mike Bloomberg, right? But the point is, if you look at what got Trump where Trump is, was that message of I'm a self-made man. I know how to get things done. I'm a businessman. Elect me because I'll run this country like a business. He's got a great contrast with this president who is all phony, and he did the real thing. He built up this empire. There's a lot of attractiveness about his personal story that I think is getting lost in this discussion.
Oh, I see. So somebody's a billionaire and they're a Democrat, they're kind of a good guy. If they're a Republican and they're a billionaire, they're phony. I get it now. Yeah. Says Heidi Heitkamp, who only 5% of people agree with in North Dakota, that, you know, somebody who has money is phony. Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
All right. Charles and Minot, let's get you in here next on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Give us a call today, folks. Anything on your mind, lay it on me.
Well, I just want to go through what, when you listen to all this impeachment stuff, these people have been coming and testifying against Trump. You know, he's got to get a better vetting system. These people should never have been in these positions under Trump. They're never Trumpers. They're Obamaites. You know, Obama grew the government 40%, so we've got all this infiltration through the Obama administration of people that they wouldn't even hang up Trump's sign, evidently, or his picture in the embassy, that Russian gal. So these are people that shouldn't be in these spots, and they're all upset because they got removed or replaced. And, you know, Trump's doing the right thing. He always has, but he gives everybody a chance.
But you're saying where he did not do the right thing is in how he selected the personnel.
Yeah, he should have just went in like Obama did and cleaned house, and I think he's still going to need to do that. But he's one of these guys that, you know, no matter what party you are, he's going to give you the chance and prove yourself. And he heard a lot of bad things coming out of the Ukraine, and obviously things that, and everybody's ignoring, that Hill gal. She's ignoring the fact that the Steele dossier and all the money things that were paid for came out of the Ukraine. And there's strong Russian influence in the Ukraine. It always has been for 100 years. It's like, the Russian Germans that came, to North Dakota. They were influenced in Russia through Germany. So there's a lot of that mixture of influence.
Thanks for the thoughts, Charles. Appreciate the call. And I do think that's fair criticism of President Trump. Chris Christie will tell you they should have never fired him because he had, months and months of research leading up to the inaugural and the transition on who they should hire, and was tossed aside because the son-in-law didn't like him. I don't know whether that's true or not. Kind of a tit-for-tat deal, but certainly there's some folks there that shouldn't be.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Since Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces, we've been providing you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. Call 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount, or go online to pccnd.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had
what's on your mind? 800-228-0550. I started today with the story about the Navy SEAL and some disagreement from an emailer, a listener that emailed that he knows Navy SEALs and they're not happy about it. And so I asked you whether or not you think the president did the right decision standing up for these Navy SEALs despite the leadership of the Navy. and the Pentagon wanting a different outcome. Let me know what you think about that or anything on What's on Your Mind today. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. The call before the break from Minot suggested the president should do a better job of vetting. Interesting, I was doing a little light reading during the break. Axios reporting about an event back in December of 2016 where Gordon Sondland came to a Trump fundraising breakfast in a restaurant in Manhattan and couldn't get in. And he wasn't on the list. He hadn't RSVP'd, but it says here the Trump transition team officials had no affection for the guy. The last time he'd been on the campaign's radar was when, through a spokesperson, he publicly denounced Trump's character and canceled a fundraiser he was scheduled to host. That was August 2016, after Trump lambasted Gold Star father Khan. Key officials noted Sondland's denunciation and they hadn't let it go. Well, that's for good reason. So how does that guy end up as an ambassador to the EU?
Good question.
Knowing what we know there. So, yeah, that's where, but here's the problem. And here's where you have to cut Trump a little slack on the vetting. It's 100 to 1, right? So you're coming in as a new administration. You're the one. There's 100 of them. They're everywhere. I mean, I had a friend of mine in the White House tell me 2 years into the Trump presidency, 80% of the people every day were against them. In the White House. A lot of civil servants. You can't fire anybody. I mean, they can come to work and not do anything. You can't fire them. You cannot fire them. Now, that makes sense nowhere but in government. So when you have people in there saying, well, this person will do fine, sir, this person will do fine, sir, you know, you've got to trust the person that's saying yes or no, and it's not good. It's why, when the president's reelected, there's going to be a big, big gnashing of teeth, screaming and hollering that's going to come from the deep state. It is indeed. Trust me on this one thing. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. He is drooling over ham on Thanksgiving. I don't know who drools over ham on Thanksgiving, unless they're
me.
A pig farmer. But
and Lefse.
Well, that, I'm with you there. I'm there with you. Kev, what's your Thanksgiving meal of choice?
Oh, the turkey.
The turkey. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, me too.
Got to cook it breast down, though. That's my trick.
That's kind of the thing.
Yeah.
And my buddy Kim Holmes ran Sanders restaurants up in Grand Forks for years. He always said that's the way to go. More moisture because it drips down.
Comes down off the dark meat. Yep.
Very nice. Thanksgiving week. Whatever's on your mind, let us know, folks. Hank's on the road. He wants to talk about the Navy SEALs. And an Uncle Hank. Good man. Taunton, Minnesota. Hank Stokes. He was a dandy, so I love that name. Hank, what's on your mind?
I'm just going to say that the guy who said there's a lot, he knows a lot of Navy SEALs. I don't necessarily believe that because there's so few Navy SEALs and everybody says they know some, and I'm guessing that that's mostly a made-up story. He doesn't know maybe one or two, but I doubt it.
Do you support what the president did?
Yeah, I support. He's a commander-in-chief. He can do what he wants to do.
This is what's often forgotten.
I'm an old guy who was in the Army when it was all drafted. I served in the Vietnam War, and he's commander-in-chief. He can do what he wants to do. That's why he's commander-in-chief.
Well, God bless you, Hank. Appreciate your service, by the way. Thank you very much for that, and thanks for sharing your thoughts today, okay?
You bet. Thanks. You have a good day.
Whenever somebody says, I know people who, you know, I whatever, I mean, that's fine. I hear what he's saying. You don't really know, but. Texture says, was the loss of the Trident a result of the photo? If so, isn't that a completely separate issue? Just asking. It's a matter of maintaining honor. The photo, if it is a matter of maintaining honor, the photo would be suspect. Well, here's the deal.
Good point.
I think the photo's a screw-up. That's just not something you do. That can inflame things, everything else. But is it worthy of not being a SEAL? Does it erase everything you've done to that point? Especially when you're exonerated in a trial?
The problem I had with the trial is all there was two SEALs that witnessed him come into that OR and stab that kid and did what he did. Another testimony was that he said, he got on the radio, he said, don't touch him, he's mine. And then a lot of stuff changed. I don't know if it was brothers looking out for their other, you know, the SEAL brothers up with, there was a lot of stuff at the beginning of that trial where you went, wow, okay, this guy was a loose cannon. And then it came back around. He ended up getting exonerated. You know, end of the trial is the end of the trial, right?
Yeah. I mean, you got to go with the result of the trial. That's truly, what the president could hang his hat on. But to Hank's point, the commander in chief's the commander in chief.
Good point. Yeah.
And by the way, the commander in chief could send Rudy Giuliani to Ukraine, or he can send him to Mars. And he can tell the president of Ukraine, you know what? Take a fly. I mean, he's the commander in chief. Article 2. There's some power there. Meanwhile, none of this has been deemed to be illegal. It's a big mess.
Here it comes back to a lot of these people saying, he's not my commander in chief.
Good one. Here's Clint in Bismarck. Clint, what is on your mind?
Well, I was just going to comment on that caller that said the president had an issue with vetting. He certainly did. The problem was he surrounded himself with the Republicans, the similar Republicans to our state party that sent Kelly Armstrong to Washington. I mean, from North Dakota all the way to Washington, D.C., the Republican Party has been taken over by Democrats. And Reince Priebus was picked out to kind of help him. And he sure did help him, didn't he? He surrounded himself with people like Reince Priebus and was going to try to befriend Paul Ryan. I mean, look at our Republican Party. What a joke.
Hey, here's a good story. Chris Christie tells this story in his book. But, you know, I think we can look back now on the first term of the Trump administration and say the health care fiasco that they didn't get fixed, and, you know, John McCain didn't help with thumbs down and all that, right? But the sequencing of that, Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan begged the president to do the sequencing different. He was going to do infrastructure first because Democrats support infrastructure and have a huge victory on infrastructure and, by the way, have some projects going by the time the second term are coming around. Paul Ryan and Reince Priebus, the Republican swamp dwellers, what did they say? No. We can do this healthcare thing, and couldn't deliver John McCain. Couldn't get the deal done. And so it ends up not getting done, and neither did infrastructure. Big, big mistake. And two things proven out of that. One, Trump listens to somebody else. He isn't just going to do it his way, but he deferred to these guys. They talked him into it. And second of all, he had a better ear than they did in what was actually going to work. And they're the supposed swamp experts. So you're exactly right, Clint. Exactly right. Take a bow.
I don't know. Maybe we can try to join forces and have a Trump party merge with the Libertarians. They never seem to go anywhere. And I don't know, these days I kind of side with them a little more than our wannabe conservative Republican Party.
Yeah, the challenges there are how many ballots, you know, are they on? How many, you know, it's tough, but I hear you, certainly philosophically. And the change that we're all looking for, the top half of the Republican Party can get a little tough. Thanks, Clint. Appreciate it. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour. More coming up in your calls after this.
If you've been waiting to buy a hot tub, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 says now is the time. Because right now, they have a sale where over 50 hot tubs are on sale, $4,500 to $79.99. No kidding. Over 50, under $8,000 right now, with 12 months, no interest, no payments, financing. And these are all pre-owned certified hot tubs. That's right. Plus, they come with a warranty, too. Call Ben right now. Find one that's perfect for you. 701-238-5892. Up to 70% off the price of a new one now. Check this one. Here's a Vanguard. We have one. Paid $17,000. Right now, it's $7,000. Stop by the pre-owned showroom, 601 Main Avenue West, West Fargo. Or go online to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 and see for yourself the incredible pre-owned blowout sale at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Hurry, these deals won't last long.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Navy Secretary Richard Spencer out of a job now because of controversy involving a Navy SEAL who was court-martialed. Defense Secretary Mark Esper forcing Spencer to resign over his handling of Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher's case. The Navy is reviewing the case to possibly strip him of his Navy SEAL status after he was convicted of posing for a photo with a corpse. President Trump opposes that review. Democratic White House hopeful U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar says she's seen enough evidence in the impeachment inquiry for it to go to trial in the Senate.
Yes, I made this very clear that I think this is an impeachable offense. All of the senators, including our Republican colleagues, are going to have to make this decision.
She spoke on ABC's This Week, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Today, Amy Grant. See, she's touring with Michael W. Smith for Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a show and a half.
That would be a good one.
Really good.
59 today.
Is that right? She's married to Vince Gill, right?
Still Mrs. Vince Gill, yeah.
Mrs. Vince Gill, how about that? Chad Willow from the Magical Medora Christmas Tour is going to be coming up. The tour begins Friday in Linton, North Dakota, as well it should. I think Linton's as good a place as any to start a wonderful, magical Medora Christmas tour. If you've not seen that show before, it's unique to anything you see at Medora, but has obviously plenty of the themes. It's just wonderful. It is just absolutely wonderful. We have a little breaking news here. You have the breaking news theme? Anywhere close? I hate to deliver breaking news without the breaking news theme.
Breaking news on the website of mine.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has just blocked President Trump's efforts to pardon the turkey. That just happened right now. I don't know why they would. They are just, they're never going to stop the Ninth Circuit.
Heartless!
Yeah.
Heartless people!
They're never going to stop. They're never, ever, ever, ever going to stop. That's right. I want to talk a little bit about the energy of North Dakota. For a moment. And you can talk a lot about it with great detail. Maybe you have friends or family coming home for the holidays. And they're going to say, what the heck is going on here in North Dakota anyway? Get out your laptop and fire up energyofnorthdakota.com. And you can talk about the oil and natural gas from North Dakota that strengthens all of America. You can talk about all the jobs that come from it, the abundance of the talents here, the innovations, the technologies, the energy responsibly produced here. Because guess what it translates to? Worldwide economic stability. Tell them about that. Tell them how producers here work with the communities to secure a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. All of that happening right here, the Energy of North Dakota. Find out more at energyofnorthdakota.com. 26 before the top of the hour, 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Welcome your texts. Let me read a few of those. Chris Christie. Seriously? I don't know what that means. I brought up Chris Christie earlier and said that he, you know, was part of the transition and then was fired. And also I brought up Chris Christie as part of...
quote from his book, I think.
Yeah, his book over the timing of, you know, he and Rance Priebus were at odds, Paul Ryan. Chris Christie's brought that up before on TV. Say, you know, you say Trump doesn't listen to anybody, doesn't listen to his people. He listened to Reince Priebus and Paul Ryan, and they were wrong. Okay, here's another text. I was totally shocked that Margaret B. didn't interrupt as much as she usually does. Speaking of the Face the Nation host in that interview with Kelly Armstrong. Kelly Armstrong was on also. She kind of twisted his words to the panel after. My poor husband has to listen to my rage on these so-called journalists. You can be driven to distraction if you just pay attention to the games they play. They're as bad as Devin Nunes, the guy with the funny eyes. Can I say that?
I think so.
His eyes kind of creep me out. I don't know what it is, but I guess if Saturday Night Live can have a blast.
Like Marty Feldman.
Guy they have on. Yeah, it's odd, but it's innuendo, it's hearsay, it's, you know, that person told me and I told them and the game of telephone. It's how they do reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm totally with you. Totally with you. Tell your husband you're right. And it's healthy to rant. Get that all out.
Did you hear he's going to sue CNN now?
Did I say Nunes? I was talking about.
Oh, you said Nunes, yeah.
Oh, did I?
Devin,
yeah. No, I was talking about Shifty Schiff.
Shifty Schiff. Yep. Oh.
The guy who's up Schiff Creek right now.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shift Creek. Get your bull shift T-shirts for
right. Not a place you want to be right now because this has turned into that's your bull shift T-shirts. S-C-H-I-F-F, right? Or is it S-H-I-F?
S-C-H.
No, Devin Nunes would be the ranking member, and you're right. He's taking two news organizations, forget which ones, to court.
He was on over the weekend talking about it.
The House Intelligence Committee Republicans, we continue to expose Democrat corruption over and over again. And what always happens is right when we expose them, what do? They go out to kill the messenger. So this week, another fake news story. The problem with this week's fake news story is we actually caught them. And we caught them badly. And it also involves criminal activity. And so what we're going to do, I gave a statement out on Friday night, we are going to take both CNN and the Daily Beast likely into federal court right after Thanksgiving. And we hope they cooperate because we're also going to be working with the appropriate law enforcement authorities because it is not okay to work with someone who has been indicted on serious federal crime to build a media narrative and dirty up a member of Congress. So look, Maria, you've seen it. American people have seen it over the last 3 years. We out them, and then they come out with a media narrative to try to dirty up the people who are doing the work on behalf of the American people. So we hope that CNN and Daily Beast will cooperate with the court.
There they are, CNN and Daily Beast. Those were the two I couldn't remember, and I should make that texter happy. Tell your husband, see, I'm right. They're going to court.
Burn them down, brother.
Texter says, would anyone really second-guess the Navy SEAL decision if it was Obama instead of Trump?
Good point.
Answer your own question. I think you know the answer. Texter says, Scott, let's talk about Eddie Gallagher. What is reprehensible is the Navy went against the president, for one. What's even more reprehensible, if we have a government that is willing to prosecute its soldiers, its warriors, for bringing the fight to ISIS and Al-Qaeda, what's even more reprehensible than that is that our government is complicit in army training, financing, and giving military logistical equipment to the enemy under Obama. I'm furious about this, and it's up to the media to put light to Operation Timber Sycamore. Bring that up to Senator Kramer next hour. Member of the Armed Services Committee, for sure. To go with the previous text, not only are we complicit in arming these terrorists, Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat from Hawaii, Chuck Grassley, had bipartisan legislation called H.R. 608, the Stop Arming Terrorists Act, to stop the CIA and Obama from arming terrorists like ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It's on Tulsi Gabbard's website, H.R. 608. Smart listeners. They come pretty smart here, folks. Don't mess with them. Another text. The President Trump did what he felt was right. We put our best in harm's way and not all react how we expect. We are talking about war here. Did he kill an enemy like he was supposed to? Yes. The military has proven that their own justice system is corrupt also. This is just one more thing the left is using to make Trump unfit to be the commander-in-chief.
Well, there's a... Again, the the way that story went down is this wasn't on the battlefield. This was in an OR. I mean, this was in a field hospital where this kid got, where he stabbed this kid. You know, I think there was a lot more to
it. Well, the whole thing's a battlefield.
Right. But,
I hear you. It's kind of like in the middle of the jungle.
Right. There was a lot more to this, I think, on both sides of that case than we've ever found out. You know, again, Eddie Gallagher,
hey, Todd,
Zero.
Todd, do you think Kevin's becoming a Never Trumper?
Don't go there. You know better.
I think I hear a little Never Trumper in him.
Did I just hear a can of worms open?
I think I did. No,
go there.
Another texter. Good morning, Scott. Can you please correct the people that say the Ukraine? Great comments on Heidi Heitkamp's comments. Happy Thanksgiving. Thank you very much. What did I say about Heidi Heitkamp? That she was for Bloomberg now all of a sudden, right? Do you have any more of Heidi on Bloomberg?
Oh, I got all kinds of Heidi.
I kind of miss Heidi Heitkamp.
Not on Bloomberg, but on Trump. Just on her commentary with George Stephanopoulos.
Okay.
Start making it about
George.
Oh, hang on. We got to go to the beginning of this. There we go.
I think that Marquette is the real deal, and I think they better start paying attention. And it goes back to how broad is your message? How much are you reaching out? How much are you making it about the people who you want to serve? And one of the problems that we have is we're now in impeachment land, and there's very little discussion about what's going to change for people in the real world. And impeachment itself is not a discussion about what does this mean for me. It just seems more of Washington dysfunction, more of what the rancor that people absolutely hate.
But you heard what Senator Klobuchar just said there. That may be, but the Democrats have a duty if they see this evidence of what they consider an impeachable offense. They have to go forward.
But the problem that they have is that they fail to make it about the people. They keep making it about Donald Trump. The people know, they've made the judgment that this person is probably not a very moral person, not a very competent person, but quit making it about Trump and start making it about
George.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait a minute. He's not a very moral person, not a very competent person. Heidi, careful there. I don't know who made you judge and jury, but number one. Number two, if that's true, that you believe that the people don't see him as moral, don't see him as competent, how is he beating all of your candidates in this survey that they were talking about?
That's what she mentions, Marquette. His spot. Every candidate Trump leads in Wisconsin with this Marquette University survey. Every one of them.
Clearing my throat on her behalf now. She might have to rethink that message. Rocky in Ariska? Ariska, I'll bet, huh? Rocky, what's on your mind?
Ariska.
There we go.
Good morning, Scott. Yeah, I just want to weigh in on the Eddie Gallagher topic and President Trump's involvement in that. And it's totally his right and privilege as Commander-in-Chief of the United States Armed Forces to make those decisions. And it is the obligation of those under him to carry out his orders, period. No exception, no argument. Secretary of Navy was completely out of line, and so was Admiral Green, who also should be relieved without cause. I mean, just on the spot. Both of them should be gone. Obviously, one of them already is. And, you know, it's almost a mutiny within the military ranks. If you look at what Lieutenant Colonel Vindman did as well. He's running his own State Department agenda within the NSC. And said as much and testified to it, but he didn't want to.
Did you hear the little piece I pulled out a couple of weeks ago from someone that served with him overseas when he was doing training? And his whole training exercise with fellow soldiers was talking about how bad America was.
Lieutenant Colonel Hickman at Grafton here when they were doing some joint training with Russian forces, and he was just denigrating the American military and service members and laughing at us. Yeah. I read the article on that, a very in-depth article.
It's been nowhere. I ran across his tweet on Twitter. Otherwise, I've seen no stories on it. The guy was as anti-American as they come, this Vindman. And then if you dare say anything about him.
Oh, you're making fun of people.
What's that?
I'll send you the story. I can link you the story if you want it.
Would you please? Yeah, Scott H. at flagfamily.com. Perfect. Thanks, Rocky.
You have a great day.
Red Rock Auto is in Watford City, North Dakota, with Dodge and Chrysler products, Jeep as well. Adam Nelson, the owner, is with us. What brought you to Watford City?
I think it was really the perspective that we got after we came out into Williston with the Ford dealership up there
And being that close to Watford City, he gave us a firsthand perspective on the amount of activity, the amount of commerce, the amount of real industry around the Watford City area.
What's the environment like in Watford City for an entrepreneur?
We found it just very inviting. The way they kind of greet you with open arms in Watford City, everyone from the planning and zoning to city officials, they make it easy to do business in Watford City.
What would you want current and future residents of the Watford City and the region to know about Red Rock Auto?
Well, we're here to serve you. We want to build relationships and serve this community for a long time. Watford City it's been a great place to set up a business in. And so when you're out about the state, I encourage people to come this direction.
Ethanol is important to agriculture and all of North Dakota. Jody Hoff, Richardson, North Dakota, tells us about the community impact from the Richardson Ethanol Plant.
It's been a fantastic impact. The whole region of North Dakota seen corn acres increase, simply put, a lot over the last 10, almost 12 years since Red Trail's been operating. High percentage of their distiller's grain is in the wet or modified form, which is shipped, you know, directly from the plant to feedlots for cattle feed. And in this part of North Dakota, that's a big deal. When you look at corn and basically look at the corn basis, we have a nice low basis here in Richardson. For where we're at, western North Dakota, yes, we're getting top dollar because of the low basis, and we have the benefit of only trucking it maybe 5, 10, 30 miles if you're, you know, happen to be that close to Richardson. But guys definitely come from 100 miles away, too.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities like Richardson, North Dakota. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I think that Speaker Pelosi, is acting in a manner that's insincere, even by the standards of Congress. I think she is turning impeachment into a routine political weapon. I think nobody is above the law, but nobody is beneath it. And I find it unconscionable that they have not allowed the president to defend himself on the House side, can't call witnesses. Can't offer rebuttal evidence. In terms of the substance, I think the quid pro quo is a red herring. I think there are only two issues in this case. Number one, according to Speaker Pelosi, President Trump asked for the investigation of a political rival. There's another scenario, and that is that President Trump asked for an investigation of possible corruption by someone who happens to be a political rival. The latter would be, if proven, would be in the national interest. The former would be in his parochial personal interest. When I raise this point of view about the analysis, many of my friends in the media say, well, there's no evidence of any impropriety by Hunter Biden. And my response to that is that the absence of evidence is not necessarily the evidence, or the absence of evidence is not necessarily the evidence of absence if you don't look. I was going to say Speaker Pelosi has not allowed the defense to offer rebuttal evidence in terms of the possible corruption that the president was looking into.
I don't know about you guys. I could listen to that guy all day long. All day long I could listen to that guy. John Kennedy, senator from Louisiana, who really gives the media folks fits. Did he burp or was that Chris Wallace? I heard like a burp in the middle of that.
I did too. Yeah. I don't know what it was.
My goodness. Hey, we're brought to you in part by MyPillow today, and you know it's Thanksgiving week, Black Friday and all that, so there is a lot of Christmas gift-giving thinking going on right now, and I want to save you a lot of hassle and a lot of money, and that is the two-for-one deal on sheets, the Giza Dream Sheets with the Mediterranean cotton that come from Giza, that region of the Mediterranean. They're unbelievable. And they're big enough to not have you have to have a hernia to get your sheets on. You know, they fit on very nicely. They have nice big pockets in the corners, and they're wonderful. Buy one, get one, plus free shipping right now. 30% off MyPillow towels right now in white, stone, mineral gray, ocean blue, or royal purple. That's a great deal. Actually, they have a whole host of things on sale. MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and more. Just use the promo code SCOTT when you go to the Radio Listener Specials link for any of these at MyPillow.com. The Radio Listener Specials link at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-506-9028. It is my favorite time of the year because the magical Medora Christmas Special is underway, folks. And Chad Willow's here. Chad's the Associate Musical Director. He's a pianist. He's a singer. He's a banjo player. The music is the glue of these wonderful events. And we get a chance to chat with him about Friday's kickoff of the big year, Linton, North Dakota, on Friday. Chad, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Scott. How are you?
Nice to catch up with you again. Looking forward to seeing the show again this year. The whole thing just warms my heart. What do you got planned for us?
Oh, we're excited. We're in rehearsals right now. We've got a couple new performers this year. That's probably the biggest news. We have Emily and Job and Bill and myself are all coming back, and we have Travis and Kim are also going to be joining us on the stage. So we're going to have this full soprano, alto, tenor, bass sound, this big harmony sound this year. It's going to be fantastic.
And about how many numbers are you doing in the Christmas tour?
We have 19 numbers on the books right now. So that's the 19 songs. It's going to be mad. We've got the banjo. And Travis also plays a banjo, so there might be something about who knows? There might be two banjos on the stage at one time. That could be happening. And it's gonna have a fun time though. But yeah, it's gonna be great. We're so excited, and it's been a really good last few days of rehearsals. We're ready. We're ready to get out on the road this Friday.
So explain to folks who have not been to the Christmas tour before how it's different than what they see at Medora.
Sure, it's got the difference, let's say the same thing, is got that whole family Medora experience, of a fun-filled family show to watch with from 9 to 90, from 4 to 90. Any ages is good. And then this year, the differences between the big show that's happening in the summertime and the Christmas show is that it's all Christmas-oriented. We have all the Christmas music. We still have that that down-home feel, the country feel that Medora, has created out in the western North Dakota there. So we just bring it in a Christmas package.
They do 30 shows in 23 communities, folks. This is unbelievable. Tickets are only $30. Six and under are free. If you want to book an order of 10 or more tickets, take a big group, family reunion, one over, whatever, you can call 1-800-MEDORA-1. For those groups of 20 or more, get a 15% off every ticket. You call 1-800-MEDORA-1 for those as well. And Linton, North Dakota is where it kicks off, 7:30 on Friday night. Tickets only available at BNC Bank, Security State Bank, and if there's any left, at the door. Now, last year, you guys sold out a lot, didn't you?
We did sell out a lot. Last year, it went bang, gangbusters. It was so good. We were just selling tickets, and as we were going through the tour, word of mouth got out, and the shows ahead of us started selling. So, yeah, get your tickets early if you can. And I think Bill already told me that we have five or six shows already sold out this year already, and we haven't even got it to hit the road yet.
Incredible. They'll be in Washburn on Saturday night at 7:30. You can get them online at Medora.com if you want to check that out, or at the Washburn Dollars for Scholars, again, at the door if available. Aberdeen, South Dakota on the 1st of December. Spearfish, South Dakota on the 2nd. Glendive, Montana on the 3rd of November. Watford City. That's going to be a great show at the Watford City High School. That is a great theater there. December 4th. December 4th for those. You can get those online as well, or at the Rough Rider Center, Visitor Center. Williston, Granora, Medora, Alexandria, Minnesota, Jamestown, and many more. Check it out. Thanks a bunch, Chad. We'll see you soon.
Our region has a deep tradition of supporting conservation, where we're taught to leave a place better off than we found it. We know that our land, our air, and our water are precious resources, which is why the coal industry has been nationally recognized for preserving, protecting, and enhancing our land by reclaiming more than 20,000 acres once mining is finished. That land is used to hunt, fish, and feed the world. That same resourcefulness that's used to reclaim land is now being put to use to capture non-toxic emissions, including carbon dioxide from power plants. Researchers at the University of North Dakota are working to explore geology to store the carbon dioxide safely deep underground, where it will stay permanently. This next-generation technology will not only enhance our nation-leading clean air standards, but protect 15,000 good-paying jobs by using homegrown energy resources. Learn more at www.secureenergyfuture.org/CCUS.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.